This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. You're only as good as your equipment. That phrase speaks to a number of professionals, but for first responders, it can be the difference between life or death, which makes what's happening in Houston more than a bit frightening for the city's police officers, concerned that one piece of equipment in particular, one strapped to the belts of hundreds of officers, is dangerously faulty. Sinjin Smith is covering this story for the Houston Chronicle. Sinjin, what piece of equipment are we talking about here, and what seems to be the concern?
It's the service weapon for many officers, the Sig Sauer P320 handgun, which the department designated as the sort of primary weapon for incoming cadets. And last week, viral videos began making the rounds online of these weapons misfiring or firing when they weren't supposed to, when they were dropped.
Good
if
Lord.
They hit the ground in a certain way. Yeah.
So, in theory, what? A police officer could fall and the weapon could just discharge?
Yeah, I mean, essentially what's happening here is when they were performing drop tests, what officers were seeing was that if it hit the ground in just a certain way, it would fire errantly. And, you know, Sig Sauer is actually facing a lawsuit from one officer in Connecticut who was using this weapon, a guy on a special response team. The weapon dropped, fired, and hit him in the leg.
Now, you say that this is the new standard issue for cadets coming into the Houston Police Department. Are these weapons already on the streets, and have there been any injuries or lawsuits in Texas or in Houston?
Chief Acevedo designated this weapon the primary service weapon for new cadets.
You're talking about Chief Art Acevedo of Police Department.
To my knowledge, nobody's been injured here, and there have not been any lawsuits or anything like that. Dallas, many of their officers use this weapon as well, and that's where this all sort of started. That's where this all came to light last week, and Dallas has actually suspended use of the weapon.
And what about Houston? Are there any plans to take it off the streets there?
Well, so they were, from my conversations with them, they said they were in immediate conversation with Sig Sauer, and that the company is going to do a one-for-one swap with other weapons that have had this issue corrected.
It's my understanding, though, that this might not just be an issue for police departments. This could be an issue for the military. If I'm not mistaken, the P320 just underwent rigorous testing and was picked to become the new standard issue firearm for the U.S. military. That's like a huge multi-year, multi-billion dollar contract. But if this gun is prone to accidental discharges, it seems to me this could have enormous implications.
I think that would be a fair assessment. From my understanding, it's only some kinds of the Sig P320 with a certain trigger housing, with a lighter trigger. I don't know which kinds are, you know, what kind of trigger is used on the whatever model they have for the military. But I'm sure that's something that the military is looking at.
Well, I would imagine that perhaps a military weapon would have or could have at least perhaps a different trigger system. But what about what Sig Sauer is saying? Or how are they responding to these allegations?
They announced a voluntary upgrade, sort of exactly what they're doing with the Houston Police Department. They're expected to release more details today. I haven't been able to track those down just yet, but obviously it's something we'll be looking into.
And what are officers saying about this weapon? How comfortable do they feel taking it onto the street?
I guess the answer I'd give you there is from the captain who was involved in doing the testing, which is, you know, there were not very many misfirings or faulty firings, but you know, police are in a profession where you just can't have that kind of mistake. Who wants to think about, you know, just dropping your weapon and then having a bullet in your leg?
Sinjin Smith is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Sinjin, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.